Okay, we're up to Hazinu. We are up to Pasuk Vav. Halashem Tigmelu Zois. Okay, Halashem Tigmelu Zois. Okay, this is a hard Pasuk. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Vav. Now, the letter He is a separate word. Okay, Halashem. The Messiah, when you lain, if you're a Baal Kriya, you're supposed to lain, you're supposed to pause before you, between the hey and the lamet. Ha, la, le Hashem. Ha, le Hashem. Le, ha, le, I'm assuming that's the correct way to do it. I have to find out before Shabbos because I'm supposed to lain the Shabbos. I remember correctly, it's a separate word. And ordinarily, it's very rare to have one word is considered to be. But by the way, do you hear me? I forgot to plug in the microphone. You hear me? Okay, Ablaze, do you hear me? Ablaze, do you hear me? Is the sound okay? The sound is okay.
Yes, I
hear you. It's okay. Now, normally normally it's very rare for there to be a word that has one letter. And here we have a very unique situation. We have a very unique situation where we have one letter serves as a complete word. And the question and what does that mean exactly? So we're going to see the Targum is very interesting. What the Targum says, but that's the way you read it. Ha, pause, le Hashem. And the letter he is viewed to be as a he hatmi, like a question. Hal Hashem, to Hashem, tigmelu zos, is this the way you repay Hashem for all of the chesed that he has done with you? Is this derech eretz? To respond and to reciprocate to the Ribbono Shalom for what he's done? Am naval v'loy chacham. I'm going to translate the words right now very simply. You're a nation that's foolish. You're a foolish nation. V'loy chacham, you're not wise. Halayhu avicha, is it not so that he is your father? Kanecha, he has acquired you. We say this every single day in Shemona Esrei. Kel, v'koinei hakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquires. He is the owner. He possesses everything in this world. He possesses us. He is our owner. Kanecha, he has acquired you. Who asecha, he has made you. Vayichoy ninecha, and he has established you. Okay, now let's take a look over here at the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Vav. Rashi Pasuk Vav begins, Ha lehashem tigmelu zois. Leshoin tema. It's a rhetorical question. Okay, v'chi lefanav atem ma'atzivim. Are you going... Now, the word ma'atziv means to be sad. And in this context, I have over here a very good sefer on Rashi, because these are some not so simple words. But here, the way he translates the word ma'atzivim in this sefer, this very authoritative sefer, is mach'isim, to anger. Now, that's not the literal translation of the word ma'atzivim. Ma'atzivim means sadness. And I'm not exactly sure why here in this authoritative sefer he translates the word ma'atzivin to mean anger. If anyone there has a English translation of Rashi, I would appreciate if it would tell me what it says there. But it means over here, is this the correct thing to do, to anger Hashem b'ma'asechem harim, in your evil deeds? V'chi leisosimu al libchem. Is this the correct thing? V'chi lefanav atem ma'atzivim. Is it correct for you to anger Hashem? Sheyesh biyadoi. Rashi continues, Lipara mikem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to punish you. V'shehetiv lachem b'chol ha'tovos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past has done kindness with you, all of these good things. Am Naval, next words of Rashi, Sheshachoy es he'osui lohem. So Naval, we assume the word Naval means foolish. And here Rashi is telling us the translation of Naval means to forget. Now, that's not exactly the meaning of foolish. A fool is not necessarily a person who forgets. A fool is a person who just lacks intelligence. He remembers everything very, very well. He just does not have the ability to put the pieces together and to make good decisions. I don't think we automatically associate foolishness with forgetfulness. We ordinarily translate the word novel as foolishness, but Rashi here says no. Novel here means sheshachoy, you forgot. You're a nation who forgets. I'm going to come back to that in a few moments. V'loy chacham, you're not wise. Now, it isn't automatic. If the word novel means a fool, so automatically we're not wise. So it seems that that's why it was bothering Rashi. Rashi says that novel does not mean foolish. Novel means you forget, and you're also a fool. V'loy chacham, lohavin es hameladois, the future. You forgot the past, and you lack the ability to comprehend, to be a zeh chacham, haroi es hameladois. Sheyesh biyadai, it's within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, lehetiv ulhara, in the future to reward and to cause you harm. Halehu avicha konecha, is it not so that he is your father who has acquired you? Shekon acha. Now what does that mean? He has acquired you. And then Rashi says, Shekon shekonanecha, bekan siloim uve'eretz chazaka. Now here the word shekonanecha in the second translation of Rashi, the second words of Rashi, seems to mean a nest. Now I have over here the way he explains like a cane, a kan tzipor. A kan tzipor means the nest of a bird. The nest of the bird is the bird's home. It is like a dira and a cane. And Rashi goes on to say sheki nencha Bekan Siloim. He went and he made for you a dwelling. He established for you a dwelling that is situated in a nest made out of rocks, like an Esan, a mighty place, Uve Eretz Chazoka. And then Rashi says another translation. He goes on to say, Shetikencha, he Cain here means like Lashav Tikain. He has established you, he provided you, established you b'chol mine takana, with all good things. So in other words, in this Rashi over here saying the word konech, and he's giving you three separate translations. The first translation is he has acquired you. He is your Baal Habayis, he owns you. He's your owner. Number two, he has given you a nest. He has provided for you an abode that is powerful, that is beautiful, that is powerful. In other words, he has given you Eretz Yisrael. He has given you a place to live, to be established. He has provided you with a kan, like a kan tzipar. And Rashi here draws from other psukim, other place where it used the word in this context, which means a mighty fortress. The land of Eretz Yisrael is a mighty place, a beautiful place. And the third translation of Konecha, Lashon of Tikkun, he has established you, he has provided you, he was misaking you. He gave you all, he made Tikkunim, he made for you, provided all of your needs. Okay, so Rashi again, we're going to read this part of Rashi one more time. It's a very, very difficult Rashi, how to translate these words. Rashi, in essence, is giving us the three translations for the word Avicha Konecha. Halayu Avicha Konecha. Number one is Shekona'acha. That's number one. He acquired you. Number two, Sheki Nencha. He provided you with an abode, a nest. And Rashi goes on to explain what kind of abode. Bekein Hasaloim, in a habitat of rocks, with the Eretz Chazaka, and in a strong land. Period. And then Rashi tells us the third translation for the word Konecha, Shetikencha, he was misaken you, b'chol mine takona, all good things. Okay, the next words are, who osecha, he has made you. What does that mean, he made you? So Rashi says, it means, uma be'umais, a nation among nations. He made us into a nation, that's a very bizarre expression. What does that mean? What does that mean over here? He made us a nation. He made us in a nation among nations. Until now, we were slaves. And he made us into a nation among other nations. Vayichoy ne necho. And he established you. Rashi. Achareichen, afterwards, b'chol minei bosses, all different types of support. Bosses is support. V'chein, in other words, v'chein. Then he goes, and furthermore, mikem koyhanim, mikem nevi'im, u'mikem melachim. You have your own kings, your own koyhanim, your own nevi'im, your own kings. Krach, you're like a city, shehakol boy. Everything is there. Now, over here in the gears, there's another gears that says, svarim acherim, toluy boy. Everything is toluy. What would the word toluy mean? Toluy is same idea. Everything is suspended within. In other words, you don't have to import. Klal Yisrael does not need to import talent in order to succeed. They are self-contained. That's what it means. Vayichoy ninecha. A basis, a base, in this context means you are self-sufficient. Okay, so in this interpretation, the word vayichoy ninecha means a cane. A cane is the word cane. Oh, you see over here. Let's say over here. Let me go back to the Rashi over here on the sefer I have in front of me. He is vochan. Okay, vochan is a foundation. Bechol mine bosis vochan. Every type of support and foundation you have within yourself. Koyhanim, nevim, melachim. Okay, so let's now review this entire Rashi one more time that we've gone. It's an extremely difficult pasuk. And Rashi over here is saying an enormous amount of information. Rashi ordinarily does not elaborate in such great detail and does not just jump from one interpretation to the other without giving us some warning, like Lishna Achrina, another pshat. Rashi here is very, very mekatzer. He packs in an enormous amount of information, just a few words. Let's read one more time the pasuk before we see the Targum. So we start off with a chiddush. It's from the few pesukim in the entire Torah, where you have one letter, and one letter is serving as a complete word. We have a very big dispute among the experts in grammar if there's such a thing as a word that has a shoresh of two letters. Ordinarily, a word requires three letters to be its root. The pei, ayin, lamed, poal. Pei, ayin, this is the first letter is the pei apoal. The middle letter of the root is the ayin apoal. And the last letter of the root is the lamed apoal. Three, ordinarily, or every single word has three root letters. Sometimes we drop a letter. Sometimes we drop a letter. We drop either the first letter or the last letter. There are times when we have to always discover the primary, the real root of the word, and then how the word was manipulated in its context. And then there's a disagreement. Some are of the opinion. I think it's the Machlokes Rashi and Dunash. Can there be a word that has only two letters as its root? And here we have a word that has just one letter. This is the rare, unique exception. On the side of all the Chumashim, there's some indication that says, Hey Rabasi, the letter Hey in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah, is large. And to indicate Vihi, Teva la'atzma. It's a separate word. And the Baal Kriya, when he lanes this, he has to pause. Ha lehashem. Ha lehashem tigmul. It's two separate words. Ha lehashem. What does the word the hey mean? The hey is a. Well, now, how do you translate the hey? So it seems the way we translate the hey is as a question. It's the hey hasha'ela. It's a rhetorical question. If that is the case, why then does the hey need to be a separate word? That's going to be the big question that the Targum seems to disagree with Rashi. If it's really indeed true that the hey is a separate word, why then are we translating it as if it's part of La Hashem, and we are posing a question, the hey hasha'ela, hal Hashem, is to Hashem, tigmul uzois? And I'm assuming the simple answer is that it's not derech eretz. When it comes to the Ribbono shel Olam, you don't add anything that's not part of Hashem's name. Since over here we have a hey hatamia, it's not derech eretz to to connect a question or to connect another statement to Hashem's name. Hashem is separate. He is apart. He is Kadosh. Holiness demands to be separate. Now, even though we have the Lamed, Le Hashem, and we have Me Hashem, and we have Be Hashem, we have a Be, those are prefixes. Those are not statements. Those are not expressions. A prefix, a suffix, these are minor embellishments, depending on the context. They're very, very insignificant, so that doesn't bother us when you have throughout Tanakh a Be Hashem, La Hashem, Me Hashem. That's not a big deal. But when you have a question, and the question is not related to Hashem, it's related to us, is it proper? And you also have to connect the Hey to the word Tigmilu. The Hey means you have to, you know, connect it to the continuation of the sentence. That would not be Derech Eretz, to connect the Hey to Hashem's name. Thus, the Hey has to be independent. It turns into a separate word, one letter turned into a word. And according to Rashi, the one word is just really a question mark. Is it correct? Is it ha, come, pause. Is it correct? Then you have to skip Hashem's name, Tigmalu. Is it correct to reciprocate? And then go backwards, Le Hashem, to Hashem. Then we go again to the next, Zos, with such horrible behavior. So it's really we have 1, 2, 4 words. Ha, Le Hashem, Tigmalu Zos. And when we translate it in English, we're gonna read it out of order. Ha, Tigmalu Zos Le Hashem. Is it correct to reciprocate with such horrible behavior, to act with such duaveros to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after all of the good things he has done for you? Horrible. This is not correct behavior. That's the way Rashi is translating this pasuk. Let's go back to the Rashi one more time. Now we do the Rashi, which we review very quickly again. Ha, Le Hashem, Tigmalu Zos, Lishoin Tema. Rhetorical question. V'chi lifanov atem ma'atzivim. Now, before Hashem, do you anger? Now again, the word ma'atzivim, I translated it the way they translated in the Sefer that I'm reading it from, to anger. That's not really what it means. It means to make sad. And what it would appear to be more accurate, what it means to say is that when you anger Hashem, you are really just making yourself sad. Because when you anger Hashem, the end is going to be you're going to suffer the consequences and you're going to be very, very upset. You're going to have charata and you're going to be filled with sadness. So angering Hashem will boomerang against you that you will be sad. Are you going to anger Hashem, which will result in you being sad? It's crazy for you to do so. Why would you want to do so? Sheyesh biyado, he has the power, lipara mikem, he can punish you, v'shehetiv, in the future, he can punish you, and you're forgetting, v'shehetiv lochem b'chol ha'tevois, and you are forgetting, you're foolish to forget all of the kind deeds, the kind things he has done to you in the past. Now, Rashi right away, obviously, is coming to explain the end of the pasuk, because that's how he's going to learn now the next words of the pasuk. Am Naval. Naval is the past. The past you forgot. There is an element of forgetfulness. Rashi learns Naval means to forget. Am Naval sheshachachai esa osi lohem. You forgot all the good things he did to you in the past. V'loi chacham. Lohovenes haneladois. You're not wise to realize the future. Sheyesh biyodo lehetiv lohara. That he can do good to you and he can punish you. Halayhu avicho kanecha, he is your father. Hashem here is called your father. It's a very important pasuk. Avinu malkeinu. We see the whole, we just finished that just have mincha. It says mincha, avinu malkeinu. Halayhu avicho kanecha, and what's kanecha? Three translations. Shekon acha, he acquired you. Number two, sheki nencha, he gave you an abode. He provided you with an abode. What kind of abode? Bekan Hasaloim, in an abode, a nest that's made out of rocks, Uvi Eretz Chazoka, and provided you with a land that is strong. Two different expressions here. I'm sure there's a lot of depth in what these things mean. I don't know. And number three, Raja Shatikencha B'chol Minei Takon, he did good to you. Hu Asecha, he made you Uma B'umais V'yichon Necha, and he made you into a establishu Acharechein B'chol Minei Basis, every type of support. Vo Basis V'chan. V'chan means and foundation. Vo, you have to put the vowels in V'chan, every foundation and support. For example, may Kem Kohanim, Mikem Nevi'im, Mikem Melachim, you are self-sufficient. Krach, you're like a city. Shakol, boy, everything is within. Talui, if you put in the other word, Shakol, Talui, boy, Talui means it's suspended with same. I think it means the same, and it's suspended within. Okay, that's Rashi. Okay, so we've gone through Rashi. Now, as we learn in this shir, everything in Rashi is always a response to the Targum. We're going backwards. Now going backwards, we're trying to get the background to why Rashi said what he said. Because what does the Targum say? So here we go back to the Pasuk Vav Targum. Ha! Kodom Hashem Atun Gomlin. Targum translates the word ha, the he, as a separate word. And the word he selects is ha. Now ha, according to my sefer, Ma'at Sari, he understands the word ha means to be hine. In Hebrew, it's behold. Behold. Now that would indicate that the Unkelis and Rashi disagree if the hey, the one word hey, is the hey hasha'ela. As Rashi said, it's a rhetorical question. Or the hey is one word which means it's a statement. Hine. Behold, Kodom Hashem Atun Gomlin. Behold, before Hashem, you have Tigmeluzos. You have reciprocated with evil deeds. Moshe Rabbeinu was not coming to ask a rhetorical question. He's coming to state a fact. Behold, you people are evil. Jewish people, you have a problem. You need to do teshuva, because you, hine, behold, la Hashem, in the presence of Hashem or towards Hashem, you have reciprocated with Zos. Zos goes back on the previous psukim with misbehaving, and I'm telling you now that you are people who are evil because. Look what you've done. Look at the facts. Hashem gave you Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim. Hashem, well, the previous pasuk says, Dor Ikesh Ufesalta. We learned this last week. Dor Ikesh Ufesalta. You're crooked. And it says, Shicheslo. Okay. It's a statement of fact. You have Meshalem Ro'o Tachas Toiva. Behold, Ha means behold, Kadom Hashem, before Hashem, Atun you Gomlin, you have reciprocated. Da, Gomlin, da, period. You have reciprocated with this meaning from the context, bad deeds. Okay, so right away we see that the Targum is coming to disagree with Rashi. It's not. That's now we understand why Rashi said what Rashi is always. If Rashi agrees with the Targum, Rashi doesn't say one word. Rashi will only comment when he comes to disagree with the Targum. That's how we've been learning pretty much all along. Or Rashi explains the Targum, and here it's clear as day. Rashi saw the Targum, and Rashi says the statement, it's a separate word. Hine la Hashem. To, before Hashem, Tigmeluzos, you've misbehaved. Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi says, no. Why didn't Rashi like that? I don't know. It's not a pshat. It's a rhetorical question. Hala Hashem, Tigmeluzos, is this the way you behave? Okay, that's disagreement number one. Next, then Rashi, then Targum goes on to say, Amo de kabilu oiraisa v'lo chakimu, a nation that has received the Torah, but v'lo chakimu, but have not learned a word of the Torah. Now, you don't have to be a chacham to figure out that Rashi and the Unkelis have a major, major fundamental disagreement as to the translation of the word navol. Rashi said the word navol means you are forgetful. Your minds are not clear. You lack the ability to retain information. You forgot the chasodim that Hashem has done for you in the desert for 40 years and that what He has done for you taking out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was Rashi. Targum says, nope, it's not what it means. Navol means you received the Torah. You were mekabel the Torah. Now, what? Where in the world does the word navol mean you received the Torah, you were mekabel the Torah? So the answer is, the word navol, safe over here, he has a very big elaboration. Ole navol. Or let's say, let's go one thing at a time. A lot of suggestions to figure out what the Targum was saying. Navol tibol. What is the word navol tibol? The word navol tibol, navol, Yisro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you can't do this alone. You can't be the leader all by yourself and judge them. You're going to wither away. You're going to self-destruct. Navol tibol, it means you'll become wary. The receiving of the Torah, this the code word for Kabbalah's HaTorah is the word navol. Why? Because the Higisa. It's a very deep vart. It's a very deep idea what it says here. He has a lot of perushim. But this is his first pshat. He has a lot of perushim as the makor. And who says this? The Ramban says this. He's citing here from the Ramban. I think from the Ramban. Navol. Okay, it appears this is what the Ramban says. Ramban understands the Targum to mean, if I'm not mistaken, that the code word for Kabbalah Satorah is tiredness. Torah mitateshes koichoi shel adam. The study of Torah weakens a person. It's a labor of love, but it's draining. Kabbalah Satorah was an acceptance of something which drains a human being. V'higisa bo Yoimam Valaila. Torah mitateshes koicha shel adam. When a Klai Yisrael received the Torah, what happened after the first Dibra? They died. Their neshamos expired. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to revive them. After the first Dibra, the second Dibra, and then they said, enough of this, we're not going to survive. We can't survive this. This is too much for us. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and you get the Torah for us. And with Makabal, you'll receive the Torah. So we see here the word Navol means tiredness, and it's a code word for what it means to accept upon yourself the yoke of the study of Torah. Completely different than Rashi, who said Navol means you're foolish people. You're Shvacha Menschen. You don't know anything. You're idiots. Or Rashi really said, it means you're forgetful. You're forgetful. Rashi didn't want to say that. Well, it means you're forgetful. Now, we have the word novel in Tanakh. Novel doesn't mean, it's also used to mean a disgusting person. A novel, Avigail was married to Novel. Novel HaYisrael, Novel also means a disgusting person. It does not appear to fit into the description here. Now there is another pshat. He says novel is ole novel, a leaf that withers. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean to wither. An ola means a leaf, it's a pasuk, ola, which means it falls down. An ola, when the leaf begins to weaken, it falls away from the branch. So there are two ways to look at it. Either you can look at it like it fits into Rashi, because Rashi says you forgot. When a leaf separates from the branch, it's distancing itself from where it came from. So we borrow that concept of a leaf, an ola novel, a leaf that withers, which really means it falls, a leaf that falls off the tree in the fall, it's removing itself from its source. I did everything for you, Klal Yisrael, and you've just drifted away from where you come from. That fits very well with Rashi. However, the Gra he cites over here says something very different. He says the Torah is like something that fell out of heaven. The Torah is divine wisdom. Where did it come from? The Torah, it fell out of the sky. Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, he brought down the Luchos. Hashem came down from Har Sinai and he gave us the Torah. Thus, the word Naval, it captures drifting, something that drifted away. What drifted away? The Torah has drifted from heaven and came down to this world. So that fits perfectly like the Targum. So you can take this pasuk, Allah Novel, a leaf that drifted from the branch, and you can learn like Rashi, oh, you forgot all about me. You ran away from me. You, the leaf is the subject, and Novel is what has happened to it. Who is the subject? What's the metaphor? Who's the subject? If the subject is Klal Yisrael, we have drifted away from Hashem. If the subject is the Torah has drifted from Shemayim, it came down to this world. So the Targum says, what does it mean, Novel? It means, a nation that has received the Torah. He's learning, like basically, one of the three pshatim in the Targum. Either it means it means to become weary, you're tired. Novel tibol, you're gonna wear away. You're gonna wear out because Kabbalah's HaTorah was a draining experience, or the Torah came out of Shemayim. The Torah fell from Shemayim. Okay, so those are the most basic. But Rashi obviously says the word Navol means to forget. And forget, we have to assume Rashi learns an Ola Novel, a leaf that withered, it fell away from your source. And then the Targum goes on to say, V'lo Hakimu, you're not wise. Okay, you're not wise. So you mekabel the Torah. I gave you the Torah. I gave you Chochmah. I gave you something to occupy yourself with, to sharpen your minds, to give you an advantage of this world, how to live your life. No, v'lo hakimu. You decided not to take advantage of the Torah to become wise. Halohu avuch. Is it not so that he is your father? At dilehu, you. Now here the next words, at who, is you. At osicha, at delay, haloi avuch, at delay. Now, what does that mean in the Targum? Halo is not so. Haloi hu avicha konecha. So, what does that mean? The Targum here translates the word konecha. We had Rashi gave us three translations of the word konecha. And here he says, halo hu avuch, he is your father. At you delay, you are his. It would appear that the Targum is translating the words like Rashi's first interpretation. You are his property. Okay, let me just clarify, make sure I'm saying this correctly. Over here on the bottom over here, and you don't have this. That's what he says. That's what he said. He says over here, like the first interpretation of Rashi. So the Targum only says the first interpretation of Rashi. You are delay his property. He Hashem is your father, period. Hu avdoch. Now what does it mean avdoch? That's a hard translation. Okay, avdoch, he made you. Okay, avdos. Hu avdoch. Hu avdoch would have seemed to mean, it's not so clear what this means of hu avdoch. So just to bring out a contrast, hu asecha, the radak. The radak explains the word asecha means he raised you. He nurtured you. Rashi translates the word hu avdoch to mean he made you into a nation. A nation among nations. If you remember, we always discussed this, you said it only a million times, that every single word, when you manipulate its vowels, it goes from one extreme to another extreme. The word avdoch, who, now is he, it doesn't fit with the Targum, maybe yeah, maybe not, but let's, the Targum says something very interesting. He says the word hu asecha, he made you. What does that mean, he made you? So Rashi says, he made you into a nation. Now, remember, everything that Rashi says is a response to the Targum in one way or another. The Targum says he made you. It means avdoch. What does that mean? Avdoch. Avdoch. There are many words you can use to translate to mean that he made you. Avdoch is related to the word evet, ayin beis dalet, a slave. What is the complete opposite of a slave? The master. Not necessarily the opposite, but what's the parallel? What is the peer? Everything has a peer. You have the slave, and the slave has the master. When you take a word and you manipulate its vowels, it can go from one extreme to the other. Yishrosh, yishareish. A root, something takes root. The same exact letters. When you manipulate the vowels, it means to uproot. Yishrosh yishareish. If you take the word eved, slave, and you manipulate its vowels in one way or another, it means the opposite of a slave, a master. There are 100 examples of this principle. Let's say, Birchas Rosh Chodesh. Chilutz, I always give you the chilutz atzamais. What does it mean, chilutz? The only word that we have that's similar to the word chilutz is chalitza, chalitzas hanoal, which means to loosen the straps. To loosen the straps, you have a shoe that's tied on, the woman does chalitza, she undoes the straps to loosen the shoe and take off the shoe. So how does, what do you want to have bones that are loose? That's not a healthy thing to have. No, you want the bones to be firmly inserted in their sockets. So you take the word which normally means to loosen, you manipulate its vowels, and it means to be firmly attached in its sockets where it belongs. From chalitza to chilutz. Okay, there are so many examples. So here, being that we have a yisod, we learned this principle, that Rashi is always responding to the Ungalus. And if Ungalus says what osecha means, avodecha, he made you, he made you, avdoch, Rashi just elaborates. What do you mean he made you? The opposite of a slave is a master, a nation. We were slaves in Egypt. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and took us out of slavery and made us to become a nation among nations, to become a nation, a leader among nations, the complete opposite of a slave. So in essence, Rashi here, if you just learn Rashi, Asecha, and you don't learn Ungalus, who Asecha, he made you. What does it mean he made you? What does it mean he made you? He made you? That's what it says before. It says Konecha. It says before, Avicha Konecha. Konecha means he made you, he acquired you. V'koinei hakoil, we say in Shemona Esh, the first bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he acquires everything. Which is an eloquent way of saying you create it. Hashem created the entire world. When Hashem created it, he acquired it. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his creation is his acquisition. So once it's said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired us, it's redundant to say, Hu Asecha. That's self-understood. So what is, and Rashi goes on, he says, he made you a nation among nations, which means he made you the leader among nations. Excuse me, Rashi, what are you saying? Where are you coming from? Where are you getting this from? Well, when you look that Rashi is responding to the Targum, he doesn't always argue on the Targum. Sometimes he embellishes the Targum. And the Targum translates what Oscha, the word Ovdach, which means he made you, but not just the making. The word the Targum used was Ayin Beis Dalet, which is related to an Evet. But it's not this, but the vowels are manipulated. The opposite of an Evet is a nation. Who he made you a nation among nations. And then Va'askinach. Va'askinach appears to be Rashi's Vayichoinenecha. It's interesting. So Rashi says Vayichoinecha miloshon of a bosses, a vochan. Vochan is a base. And he says Va'askinach. It seems that Rashi and they disagree, because the word Va'askinach would appear to be Rashi's third interpretation on the word Konecha. Konecha, Rashi gave you three translations. He made you into a Konecha. He made you into a first was he acquired you. Number two, he gave you a nest. He gave for you a strong land, a nest, a can. And then it says Vayichoinenecha with a chof nun, which means Va'askinach. Va'askinach is Va'askinach, which means the third prayer of Rashi is he was misakin, he gave you tikkunim, he was with all the blessings. The Targum seems to reserve that third translation of the word konecha, not for the word konecha, but for the word vayichoinenecha. Over here, now what I'm saying is not necessarily correct, because over here in the sefer that I'm using to prepare, it translates the askinach perush l'shoin hachona, preparation. So he says here, askinach means to prepare you. He prepared you for your mission, your role in life, which is, that's what he's trying, I believe whatever he says here, he explains that's what the word askinach means, to prepare you. He nurtured you. He prepared you to get you ready for your role in what he has in store, what he has in store for you in this world. Okay, so we have over here, and that's clearly not what Rashi says. Rashi says that the word Vayichoy Ninecha means a foundation, a support. Mikem Koihanim, Mikem Nevi'im, Mikem, all the three things that Rashi says, to Koihanim, Nevi'im, and Melachim, kings, krach shakolba, you're self-sufficient. Targum doesn't say that. Targum says Vayichonecha means he prepared you for what your mission in this world is going to be. And this pasuk here, we once gave a whole shiur on this. It's kedai to review over time, but this very very kedai. This you saw it in Aleinu l'shabeach. What do you have in your siddur? L'sakein oylam b'malchus shakai? In your siddur, how do you spell l'sakein? With a kuf or with a chaf? Remember this, we have a shiur on this at least twice. L'sakein oylam b'malchus shakai. is there a kuf or a chaf? In all of our sidurim, there is a kuf. L'saken means to fix. Al kein gashen liris merbis tiferes zech lehavir gi lulim in aretz falim karosi l'saken oylam. The kuf, to fix the world. Tikkun oylam. By the goyim, by the conservative, it's a big thing called tikkun oylam. The world is broken. It's broken and it needs tikkun. It needs to be fixed with a kuf. If you go back and you look in some of the old sidurim, there's a beautiful article in the Chakira journal, one of the early editions when they first started. Someone there wrote the most amazing article. We spent the whole show on this, and he says that's not the correct girsa. It appears that this is an error, in his opinion, crept into the girsa. Look at the old sidurim. It's l'sakein olam with a chaf, not a kuf, a chaf. What's the difference between a chaf and a kuf? This pasuk. There are two words here in this pasuk. There's avicha konecha with a kuf, and then this vayichoy minecha with a chaf. Rashi, in his third interpretation, translates the word konecha, he was misaken you, tikkun. He gave you everything that you need, everything that you were deficient, all of your deficiencies were provided to you. And then when it comes to vayichoy minecha, Rashi says, it means Hashem, you're self-sufficient. Mikem koyhanim, mikem malachim, mikem neviim. And the Targum, he looks at the two words and he says, konecha, well, he doesn't say tikkun, he says konecha means to acquire you, but he says the word vayichoynenecha means to prepare you, to establish you, a lashon of a base, a foundation. Well, Rashi said it means a foundation. And this major, we said a whole shit, the difference between these two words of what exactly is the purpose of Aleinu, the purpose of, well, what are we yearning for, Yemos HaMashiach? Are we yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fix us? Or are we yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to establish us? It's not a matter of fixing. The world doesn't need to be fixed. We're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to establish or to prepare us to reach, to be makabel l'pnei His divine presence, or to mekavel l'sakin olam the malchus shakai, is according to the Targum, means to prepare us again, or means to lashon of a base, that we should be the foundation of the world. Doesn't mean to fix. Nothing is broken. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. We are proceeding forward in being established in this world. The world is reaching its goal. When you goyres in the Aleinu l'sakein with a chaf, it's far more superior. It's a much richer word. The word has much more depth and value than if you translate the word with a kuf. And the two ideas, the difference between the two words, is here in this very pasuk, machloikis, and what does it mean, these two words? Well, guess what? You got to go look in the Targum and you look in Rashi. They have very different understandings of what it means. Does it mean to a foundation, or does it mean preparation? So you have to first understand in the Leinu, is it with a kuf or a chaf? And if it's with a chaf, then you have to dig deep into the Targum and Rashi to know what it means, to understand what exactly we're saying in Aleinu. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Shkaya, very nice. So how many simanim did she send you?
What?
For the Seder of Rosh Hashanah, how many...
Talking to me? You talking to me? Who are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I had them all. I had a lot. I don't know. I had a. We had dates. We had dates. Yeah. And we had. She didn't say the pomegranate. My sister bought a pomegranate that we had separate. And we had bullseye. What's a bullseye thing? A bullseye?
Black-eyed peas?
Yeah. Bullseye. Right. So what is that? That was, what was that? Ruvia, Ravia?
Rubia.
And we had a leek.
Latkes or just a piece of leek?
I don't know. It was like mashed up.
How can you eat a piece of leek?
It was mashed up. I don't know what it was. And then there was a spinach. What's spinach called? What's spinach in Hebrew? Spinach. What's spinach called?
Did you have raisins or celery?
No, I don't have any raisins or celery. No celery, no raisins. No wonder I'm broke. What else do we have? Dates.
Carrots.
Carrots. Fish.
Carrots.
Carrot. Yeah, I had a carrot. Carrot.
Squash. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. A gourd. What was the gourd?
You had fish?
Yeah, fish.
You had the head of a fish?
I had head of a fish, yeah.
I told you heard I got sick from the head of a fish.
How you get sick? I didn't eat it. I didn't eat it. I just looked at it.
I got gout. Because the head of the fish was very good. It was a car. It was delicious. Very full of meat. But I love the gel. And the gel is the concentrated protein that's sucked out from all the bones and from the skin. And that has pranics in it. And if it doesn't... If it crystallizes in your joints, that's gout.
Oy, oy.
So the second day Rosh Hashanah, my foot, I could barely
move. Oy, 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 that's terrible.
And it's from the fish. The first time it happened.
How do you feel now? You feel okay now?
Spinach.
Yeah, spinach, yeah. Spinach. I had spinach.
Beets.
No beets, no. No beets. Beets, no beets. No.
Selex, shistalku. But you can say that on soup. The yehirat zana soup. Shiamarku avonazenu.
Ah, morok. Morok.
Yeah, and it's also on dried prunes I had on the yehirat
zana. Ah, prunes. It's good to go to the bathroom.
All our exertions should be for success.
Halavai.
Successful exertion. Well,
Halavai, Amen. Halavai.
What else did I have? Apple you had, right?
Dip the apple in the honey, yeah. I had an apple. What do you have for the Shachyana fruit the second day?
A fig.
A fig? You didn't have a fig in 6 months?
No, I didn't have, but I have at the corner. We have a fig tree. It was very good. And my wife bought real dates on the stick and figs, big fat figs. And we also had from our own tomato plant, the first two ripe cherry tomatoes.
Wow.
So then we were yoitza shachianu with that.
You can make a shachianu. You can make a shachianu on a vegetable. You can make a shachianu on a vegetable. Not so simple. You can't make a shekhar on a vegetable. You can't make a shekhar on a vegetable, only on a fruit.
I know, we didn't make a shekhar. But we had a shutter for that. Some squirrel in the middle of the night came in and ate up two of my wife's plants.
Ay, ay, ay.
In the porch.
Terrible.
I came in also to share it with some other.
It was a Gilgal. It was a Gilgal. It came back to this world.
Silke, Rubia. All right, so you had all the good stuff. I had gum.
Gum? What does gum have to do with anything?
Shagamzu Yil Taiva.
Ah, Shagam.
Gamzu.
Gamzu. You talk to Plodnik?
Yeah, all right.
You talk to Plodnik?
Every time I take another sim, I can say,
You know about Ronnie? You know about Ronnie?
I also get chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Everything should be sweet. We should have a sweet year. Close the fridge, Tamari. Zeytin, olives. We should have a Zeus year.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Right? Zeus and Zeus. What else did we make up? Make a big salad. All right.
Very good.